28th of May 2009. Finally, caught up with Audio Gravities. I apologise to anybody following my Audioboo account to suddenly see these 11 or 12 backlogged Audio Gravities just hit their feed if you're subscribed to the feed in any way. You can just subscribe to the Gravity feeds only if you click on a Gravity tag on the Audioboo profile, and then you can subscribe to that in iTunes so you only get the Audio Gravity ones delivered. So today, 14th of May, I finally caught up. It's Thursday, and Sleepy Dog have released their new site. It's gone live. It's very, very cool. It's a WordPress theme design done by Tamsin in the office. There's loads of information on there for various inspiration and news and stuff that's come out. I only found out this morning that Lifecast, the Lifecast icon was used on the recent Apple advert to do with releasing a billion applications or downloads of a billion applications. And you can see the Lifecast icon top left of the design, which is really, really cool. Another thing that I'm currently looking at is Hooey, which is HOOEY.com. The PR company behind 48 Hours in Denmark require us to use this link. It's an embed for Firefox, I believe, and it tracks the URLs and links and sites that we go to as we're researching stuff or looking for stuff. And I guess they use that to pass back to, you know, travel companies and various other people who've asked for that sort of data. I'm not normally cool about plugins and tracking stuff, but, you know, we're going to Denmark. We're going to cover it from a tourist perspective, digital tourist perspective. So I don't particularly mind this. I'm going to go through it and have a good look at what it actually does. But it says it can record seamlessly, tag, comment, and rate any link browsed, easily recall and retrieve a web page you've seen previously. Yeah, so I'll test it out and I'll get back to you on that. Next thing I wanted to post about, I saw Command N's, what's her name now? I can't remember her name, but I remember the lady from Command N talking about this video that she saw on Twit Live the other day, because I was watching that via the stream. And it's this remix, electronica piece, almost like Daft Punk, called Alice. And it's composed using only sounds recorded from the Disney film Alice in Wonderland. If you haven't seen it yet, go to the show notes, click on the link. It's almost like some kind of ambient Daft Punk crossover. And I would love to see or hear an album of this stuff from this guy. Really, really chilling, really good, end of night sort of relaxing from the computer music. I would love to have this on the iPod. I think you can actually get it from Ping FM and download the MP3 version of it. Another thing that was just pinged to me via Twitter from Cole Jeffries at Create Fellow Creative. Got to give the heads up to Ralph D'Amico, R-A-P-H-D-A-M-I-C-O on Twitter. It's a dynamically changing physical button on a visual display. So what they've done is pre-production layers of a LCD display. And what they've done is they've got the ability to inject air into various latex divisions. And what this does is allow you to render and also create tactile buttons or whatever shapes that you want. You should go and check out the link and look at the video. It's got this great application of showing Google Maps and driving head-up display and buttons. And if this is where the future is going to go, it's going to be really compelling to see how this is applied. I can imagine art students and people who are into technology sort of, you know, thinking what they can do with this stuff. And I can imagine places like museums using it. Maybe the ATMs will start to have these layering systems. I don't know how well they're going at ATMs though, because obviously they might get abused and destroyed and stabbed and all sorts of stuff. But there you go. Next thing quickly, PhoneBoo. PhoneBoo.audioboo.fm. They've now got an ability for you to use any phone to call into Audioboo. You no longer need an iPhone. Go and check it out. Get an account. I'll speak to you tomorrow.